Today's learning from Nitzvachim Luzim Shemeshai, Moshe and Daniel, Rivka Bas Moshe and Israel, Kisram and Achmer and Moshe, Beis for Shalai Mechai, Moshe and Amalka, and Baruch HaMasar Amalka, Matritzik and Fegoldina, and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so continuing on in this topic of Chazara. Okay, just to recap, we're holding over here. I have, for our purposes, we have a blech on the fire, and I have pots on the fire. That were there before pots on the blech that were there before Shabbos. I take it off. What are the conditions that I can put it back on? So we're first going to go through the initial part of the first sheet in the Mechaber, which is going to show that there's certain conditions. And at the end, we'll try to summarize all this. There's some long Mishnah Berurahs here. When we get to the Sif, at end of this, let's first go through it together. And then when we get to the end of the Sif, we'll try to break it down into a quick summary that is practical for us. So we learned, and like I said, this is the first sheet in the Mechaber and the Ramah. We'll see that there's perhaps some more cooler dikashitas, and then we'll discuss lamaisa, what we should try to do. Of course, we should try to keep to all the conditions because that satisfies all the sheetas. So let's first go with that. What's the ultimate best way to be able to return a pot to the fire? So the first thing we learned, the first condition was that it should be oida resachas, meaning it should be hot. We said it doesn't have to be boiling. And we saw also that even if it's just still hot partially, as long as it was on the blech before Shabbos, I took it off. Now I want to put it back on the blech. I can do that as long as it's still hot. Now, the Ramah says, there's another sheet, another condition that should be met. Says the Ramah, the third line in Sif Beis, it should still be in your hand. It was not placed on the ground. Now, there's two parts over here. The Ramah says that it should still be in your hand. The Mechaber says you did not place it on the ground. Now, just so we understand, placing it on the ground is the equivalent as placing on the counter. The distinction is placing it in a place that you would normally put a pot versus placing it in the place that you would normally not put a pot. So let's say normal would be the counter. That's what the Mechaber refers to as karka. You're putting it on a chair. That would be not a usual place to place a pot. So the Mechaber says it should, the Ramah said it should still be in your hands. And the Mechaber said, v'loy hanicha gabe karka. So we'll have to see, is the Mechaber explaining is the Ramah explaining the Mechaber that it has, the Mechaber also says it has to be in your hand, or according to the Mechaber, the point is that you didn't put it in a place that you put it down in a place that you normally put it. But according to the Mechaber, putting it in a place that you wouldn't normally put it would be the equivalent of it still holding hands. But again, according to Ramah, which we follow, the ideal situation is I have chalent on the blech. I want to take chalent. I pick the pot up. I keep it in my hand and I take the chalent and then I put it back down. That is the ideal situation. So before we go to the next condition, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. You do not take the pot out of your hand from taking it off the fire, off the stove, until you put it back on. So placing it down on a chair, says the Mishnah Berurah that what the Ramah is saying is that putting it down in a place that you normally put the pot, putting it down anywhere, even just on a bench or a chair, is the same as putting it down on the karka, or our equivalent is the counter. As we explained, the issue is that we are looking to be an extension of the original leaving it on the fire. Once I put it down, I broke that leaving it on the fire, and now I'm viewed as if I'm putting it on the fire for the first time. And therefore, if you hold it in your hand, you don't put it down, putting it back, v'shuv kishamachzor manicha gabi akira. If I put it down and then I put it back, havalei kemoishel lechatchila gabi akira b'shabbos. That's like putting it down originally. The Chachamim said that if you have a blech on the fire, then you can return it. You cannot put it there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, And there's no real issa bishul because it's cooked already. Since you're putting in a place that you normally cook there, even though there's a blech, but that's the spot that you normally cook. It looks like you are cooking on Shabbos. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha says it's slightly different. The Bi'ur Halacha says, if you really look closely at the Ramah's words, the Ramah writes, it's in your hand. The Mechaber writes, if it's Oyde B'yada, you certainly didn't put on the Karka. So the Ramah actually, the Bi'ur Halacha says that there are those who learn this slightly different and say that the Ramah is being more machmen than the Mechaber. The Ramah is saying it has to be in your hands. No matter where you put it down is no good. The Mechaber is saying either in your hand or put it in a place that you don't normally put a pot. In our summary, we'll see really where that makes a difference. But end of the day, practically speaking, the ideal situation, pot should still be hot. Condition number two, you should still be holding on to it. Says the Ramah. And go back. Now, condition number three, the daitoy lachzira, and your intention is that you should return it to the blech. So when I took it off the blech, my intention is that I plan on putting it back, okay? Not, so Friday night I took off my soup. I have no intention of putting it back. Then 20 minutes later, the pot is still hot. I'm like, oh wait, I still have somebody coming over. They might want some soup. I want to put it back. According to this shita, no, you can't put it back. It has to be daitoy lahachzer when you took it off. But daitoy lahachzer, tam gamken kanal, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shai yidei zeh loy botla dayin shiur rishoyna. Shai hishoy salkirin by the yom kemen shai daitoy lahachzer shaloyim titzdanin. Since my intention when I took it off was to put it back, so it's once again, it's a continuation from the original leaving it on the fire before Shabbos. Since it's a continuation, it's okay. But if I know, but if when I took it off, I had no intention of putting it back, even though I changed my mind immediately, even if you held it in your hand, it broke up the original leaving. It's like putting it down originally. Many of the Rishonim disagree. Shemakilim ba'odim b'yodei afilu ein daita lahachzer. That they're makel if it's in their even if they did not have intention. V'chei makilim b'daita lahachzer. After many times asir b'yodei. See, springs down an in between sheet over here. That if your intent, if you took it off, it's still in your hand without daita lahachzer, or you put it down but with daita lahachzer, as long as you have one of those conditions, it's okay. We'll see soon that there's a third sheet that even without those conditions, you can do it, but we're trying to find the ideal way. You can be Simcha. Now, he brings down here a very interesting Shiloh. And I, Mamish, had this happen to me a couple of weeks ago. I had the soup on the blech, and I had the chalent on the blech. My wife makes chalent in a pot, not in a crock pot. So we'll talk about crock pot separately. Now, that week, my wife actually used the same size pot for both the cholent and the soup. I always place the soup in this one spot, and I place the cholent in another spot. The soup happens to be to the right, and the cholent is always to the left. When I put the food onto the blech before Shabbos, I mix them around. I put the cholent where I normally put the soup, and I put the soup. When I came to serve the soup Friday night, I picked up the pot that I thought was the soup, right? Now, I had no daita lachzer, right? That happens to be that as soon as I picked it up, I was able to tell by the weight that it was not, is not the soup. So that was exactly, is that considered daita lachzer or not? Since the whole pot that I was taking off, I really never had an intention to take off. So there's a shaila in the poskim. Now again, as we saw over here, it was still oida b'yada. But even if it wasn't oida b'yada, there's plenty of, we'll see soon, there's who to be the saimachan to put it back. But that is that considered daita lachzer not if you took off the wrong pot or not? There's a machlaikas amongst the paiskim whether you call that daita lachzer not, but you should try to be careful. Now, says, let's go back. So that's, those are the conditions of returning so far to the pot. So now we're going to move into some related questions. But like I said, we're going to wait till the end of the sif before we do a review and practically what we could do, because we're going to come back to this. Until we see the whole sif, it's really hard to follow. Now, let's go back to the Mechaber. But daf gal gaba, this that we said that you can place it back on the fire when it's garuf cotton, that's only on the top. Avol toichai aser. But to put it inside, this is not so negayah, because Their tanurim, their stoves, had the top, had the inside, as we explained before. So this that they said, that if it's garfikat, the meaning in our version, we have a blech, you can put it back, that's only on top. But to put it back on the inside, he says you can't. We'll see why. When it comes to an oven, which not our ovens, their ovens, are much, much hotter. And therefore, even if it's garfikatim, you are not allowed to put it back on. That was the one with the only one hole for the pot instead of two, so it was also much hotter. If you heated it up with gefes and etzim, which are things that become coals, you're also not allowed to put it back, as we learned previously, that a kaifach that's heated with gefes and etzim has a din of a tanner. Let's just see the Mishabura on this. You're putting it on the top of the of the stove on top, or just some kisei al chalolo, you put a cover on the hole. V'ham and akadera al kisei, you put it on. Afilim tol akadera l'toich avi akira k'tzasta v'sei a belton. Even if it's somewhat coming down into the oven, again, this is not so negay, so we'll go through quickly. Kedera akadera shektzara l'omato l'chavu l'omailo. Like sometimes you have these pots that are narrow on the bottom and wider on top. So when you put it on the hole that they had in the top of the oven, it wouldn't sink all the way down. Gam ke mechlal al gaba, that's considered on top. Veloy mikri toicha, that's not considered putting it inside. Elikashi service akarka hakadera karkoyas akira. Inside means putting it on, then it's going all the way onto the floor of the kira. That avlatoicha also the kemichi maimel toicha derisham vashal toder. Since you put it inside, which is the way they used to cook back then, nirikim vashal looks like cooking. But oisna kira is shan lam toich vachal. Those kiras that don't really have an inside, elaim shutois vatoicha megaban echad. They're inside and their outside is really the same. Mutal achsel hen the ein alein shem toich. There's no inside. V'im yesh eish bekira ayin simen shin yudches. If tesvav, we'll see it later on. Again, like I said, this case is not so negeta, so we'll just go through this part quickly. But tana afilu huse bikasha begevava. When it comes to the tana, even if you just heat it up with straw, remember the tanurim got extremely, extremely hot, and therefore you're not allowed to put anything back over there. V'huadin l'kaifach, when it comes to this oven, this stove that only had one hole, the aloi, we only said that you can do chazara if it's grufa k'tuma, meaning it has a blech, or in their versions, the coals are shoveled out. We already learned in Siman Aleph that a kaifach that is heated with wood has the din of a tanner, and there's no concept of grufa k'tuma when it comes to a tanner, and that's why you're not allowed to put it back. Okay. Let's go in the Ramah. Now we're going to go back into some stuff that's negatos. Says the Ramah, Vidafka. This is going back in the beginning. This that we said that you do chazara if you have a blech, okay? In our words, if we have a blech, Vidafka shatafshul mevushul kol tzarchai. That is only can you do chazara if the item is fully cooked. Now, what is fully cooked? So I spoke to the Rav about it this Shabbos. Fully cooked, for our definition, doesn't have to be mitzdamik for raloi, that it's bad. It can still benefit from the additional cooking. Fully cooked is that you will serve it to people, right? So if your cholent was put on an hour before the zman and all the beans are still hard, you wouldn't really serve that to anybody. It's not really edible. And besides the fact, then you'll have other issues with taking cholent and mixing it up and all the, which we'll get to later on in Shin Yud Ches. But it's cooked enough that you would serve it to someone. It could still get better by more cooking, but it has to be mevushel kol tzarchei. Va'oz mutar lachzira afilu l'kira acheres. Then you're allowed to return it. And the Ramah adds another thing, that I can move it from one stove to another. So if I have two stoves that have a blech on it, I can take it from one blech and put it on the other blech. And we'll see that even if one blech is hotter than the others, I can still do it as long as it's both. Chazara can go from one, chazara could be to any stove that you want to move it to. So says the Mishabur, V'dafke b'tafsha kara reicha, the amah, filu b'shabbos mutar lachzira. We said in the beginning of the sif that even on Shabbos you can return a pot, agabe kirish agadera resachas, as long as the pot is still hot. This that we can do chazara is only that it's fully cooked. So now they could be cooking. But I am a mashin nichlo kama simen shin yud ches sivda mishabru sham. We'll see what we said over there. As I mentioned, that's for the ikker questions of Israel. Afilu l'kira cheres. So the Ramah said we can even put it onto a different oven, a different stove. Vafilim hevlam erubam erushayna. Let's say your other, you have two ovens in your house. They both have a blech on it. One is hotter than the other. You took the pot off the one that was not as hot. Okay, it's yatzeledes, but it's not as hot. You can put on the other. That's not considered putting it down initially. That is considered chazara. Let's say you just had it wrapped in towels, and now you want to put it on your blech. You want to go ahead, take it off the stove, and wrap it up in towels. That's also because that's something new. Remember, chazara works because it's an extension of what I did previously. I can't do something new. You're not allowed to go do atmana, which means wrap something up completely. Even in something that doesn't wrap at heat, you're not allowed to do, as we'll see more about atmana in Simen Reish and Zayin. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amir Hashem, tomorrow we are going to continue. And here we will start seeing some of the other shitas that are more makel even in the Chazara concept.